KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 13 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with a few flurries possible. A high around 20, winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In area news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman yesterday reported that the accounting firm of Gronewald, Bell, Kine & Company, PC CPAs, had released an audit report on Cass County, Iowa. The report said the county had local tax revenue in excess of $31.8 million for the year ending June 30th, 2018, which included a little more than $3.1 million in tax credits from the state. The county forwarded nearly $24 million of the local tax revenue to the ownerships, the townships, school districts, cities, and other taxing bodies in the county. The county retained a little more than $8.4 million of the local tax revenue to finance county operations, a 1% increase from the prior year. Other revenues included more than $5.4 million from the state, including indirect federal funding of nearly $160,000, charges for services of nearly $375,000, and $255,000 for the use of money and property. Expenditures for the county's operations totaled over $16 million, with a 17.3% increase from the year before. Expenses included nearly $5.5 million for roads and transportation, $317,227 for mental health, nearly $2.8 million for public safety and legal services, $4.2 million for capital projects, and $1.4 million for administrative services. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and at the Cass County Auditor's Office. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported four arrests had occurred over the past 2 weeks. On February 15th, 35-year-old William Mendez of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for a sex offender registry violation, and 46-year-old Dwayne Rollins of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for assault causing bodily injury. On Tuesday, Atlantic Police arrested 63-year-old Mark Eoff of Atlantic for OWI, and 19-year-old Colin Peterson of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree, writing a bad check. All four subjects were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. The Creston Police this morning report two men were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. 37-year-old Dustin Dale Moore of Creston was arrested at around 7:10 p.m. for domestic assault, and he was being held in the Union County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And 51-year-old Michael Robert Spare of Afton was arrested around 1:30 p.m. Wednesday in Creston for driving while suspended at St. Malachi. Spare has since bonded out of the Union County Jail. The Creston Police Department yesterday said two women had been arrested on separate warrants Tuesday. Brianna Pace of Creston was arrested on a warrant for violation of a no-contact order, and she was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Alicia Leanne McLanborough of Creston was also arrested Tuesday on a warrant for failure to appear on a debtor's exam. Her cash-only bond was set at $5,000. And Creston police said they had received two reports of theft Monday in Creston. A man at the Homestead Assisted Living in Creston reported a wallet with $255 and it was stolen. And the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Creston reported a theft in the amount of slightly more than $4,818. The Union County Sheriff's Office reports 54-year-old Alan Peacock of Winterset was arrested Tuesday night. Peacock was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports five recent arrests. On Tuesday, 25-year-old Shauna Marie Watson of Glenwood was arrested on a probation violation warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Her bond was set at $5,000. And 33-year-old Brandon Bryan of Malvern was arrested Tuesday for driving under suspension. His bond was $1,000. Monday night, 33-year-old Jeremy Wayne Jennings of Little Sioux was arrested in Glenwood for possession of drug paraphernalia. Last Saturday, 42-year-old Michael Lee Butcher of Red Oak was arrested there following a traffic stop. He was wanted on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Bond set at $5,000. And on February 22nd, 38-year-old David Charles Anderson of Glenwood was arrested on Interstate 29 for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday issued a report on some recent arrests and activities. On Tuesday, 30-year-old Andrew Dean West appeared at the sheriff's office to turn himself in on a warrant for violation of probation. He was transported to the Pott County Jail. And 21-year-old Peter Douglas Hobart, who was already in the Pott County Jail, was presented with a bench warrant charging him with felony escape from custody. Hobart was being held there until a residential correctional facility is available. On Wednesday, 23-year-old Rosemary Lozano Sanchez was transported to the Pott County Jail from a jail in Nebraska. She had been wanted on a warrant for driving while barred, habitual offender, and was also being held for officials of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service. 24-year-old Elizabeth Henrick was transported from a Nebraska jail to the Pott County Jail Wednesday morning, where she was wanted on a warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent and held for another agency. And 50-year-old Brian Santee was transported from a jail in Nebraska to the Pott County Jail Wednesday because he was wanted on a felony warrant for child endangerment with bodily injury. His bond was set at $5,000. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Snowshoes 101 program at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis this Saturday. That begins at 1 o'clock. The event will be held at the beach parking lot. You can come out and learn all about the snowshoes and try on a pair for yourself. The event is free and all ages are welcome. Snowshoe sizes are available from 5-year-olds to adults. And for March the 9th, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Bluebird Nest Box program at the Outdoor Classroom Lodge near Messina. And that'll be at 4 o'clock on March 9th. You can come out and learn from Iowa Bluebird Conservationist President Chris Parks and possibly win a door prize. You'll learn all about how to, where to place your Bluebird box, discuss how to increase the success of that, and it'll focus on Bluebird box design, the correct placement and maintenance practices that will increase the success of your efforts to attract those birds. The event is free and all ages are welcome to attend. In other news, Exira EHK School District Superintendent Trevor Miller today announced the district's plan for snow makeup days. Miller said the latest schedule to make up for missed class hours due to the weather includes Tuesday, March 19th for a full day of school. Thursday, April 4th will be a full day of school with no 12:30 p.m. dismissal for professional development. And Thursday, May 2nd will be a full day of school, snow makeup day with no 12:30 p.m. release for professional development. You can see the other schedules that they had planned on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, Miller says, if there are any additional days, the district will add them to the end of the year or adding length to the day. And he said, hopefully, spring is right around the corner. The top Republican in the Iowa legislature says schools in Iowa struggling with the accumulation of snow days have the option of extending the hours of future school days to make up for lost time. A recent law change sets the number of hours Iowa students are to spend in the classroom for an entire school year, not the number of days. House Speaker Linda Uppmeyer, a Republican from Clear Lake, says at the beginning of the school year, many districts included extra hours to plan for expected snow days.
At least initially, they were not too concerned because they had plenty of time built in. I think now we've had weather experiences that perhaps have gone beyond that. But they can add some time to the day to get that work in. They could do a Saturday or something to count a day.
And extending the school year into later June is not a popular option, according to Uppmeyer.
It's really hard to keep kids' attentions out far beyond Memorial Day. It's hard. I think schools will hear from families, and they will make a decision that's right for their school.
However, state regulations do not let schools count the hours students spend doing that kind of online homework or regular school hours. Well, a plan to provide $22 million in scholarships, paid internships, and other incentives to students in STEM fields of science, technology, engineering, and math is under development at the Iowa State House. Republican Representative Brian Best of Glidden says in addition to helping students get four-year degrees, it will help to finance short-term training programs as well.
It's just such a no-brainer. They can get a skill in 1 to 2 years, come out of a community college with very little debt, and be making a good wage. So that's why I'm really, really excited about what Future Ready Iowa does.
The so-called Future Ready Initiative is the top legislative priority of Republican Governor Kim Reynolds. And while the outline for the initiative has been in place since last year, there's been no funding to pass along to students. Representative Chris Hall, a Democrat from Sioux City, says both Democrats and Republicans recognize the state must spend more to address the workforce shortage.
But we should also be doing so in a way that is just not rebranding programs or shuffling dollars that already exist and claiming victory by continuing something that's already underway, but just marketing it differently.
The governor has said her Future Ready Iowa goal is to have 70% of Iowa workers earn a college degree or advanced training after they finish high school. Just 58% of Iowa workers between the ages of 25 and 64 have met those goals today. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.